trailing out to about the 35-yard line for no gain in the play, brought down by Brennan Wisner, who is coming up from the secondary in that one. No gain, second down and 10 from the Laker 35-yard line. We have played 4 minutes, 7 minutes, 50 seconds left in this first quarter. No score.
Preston Warren in on that tackle as well, but helps create no gain. They run a read option. The quarterback and running back do. Quarterback keeps it himself, but really nowhere to go. Lakers front seven with the help of Wisner able to take it away for no gain.
In that pistol formation, throws downfield right at these hash marks, and this one hit the floor. But it looks like they are saying it is caught. That should have been an incomplete pass, as the pass was intended, or the pass was brought in by number 15 for Pelham Westphalia, Bryce Thalen again, and this one's at the 16-yard line of Lakers.
Wow. Well, if they're going to give him credit for that, that was a heck of a catch because the ball was underthrown, a back shoulder throw down the middle of the field. Excellent coverage, but you got to turn around and locate the football. The running back who played receiver on that formation, Thalen, was able to turn around, locate the football, and adjust to it, and was able to make what they're saying is a fantastic catch early in this game.
Under center, it's a pitch out to the right for the tailback, and he gets out to about the 16-yard line for no gain. That's number 15, the man who just made the pass, Bryce Thalen, brought down by Brennan Wisner. And for no gain, second down and 10.
Brennan Wisner already all over the field, and he's going to play a huge role. I thought it was going to be helping to take away the passing game, but so far he's been able to creep into the backfield and make tackles in the backfield for no gain and losses. So he's played a big role in the run stop. But now on second down, Pelham Westphalia is not afraid to throw the football. Brennan Wisner is going to have to maybe drop back into coverage now and help take away a pass play.
Lehman under center. It's a handoff right at the middle to Bryce Thalen, and he gets out for maybe 2 yards, out to about the 13-yard line, brought down by number 78 for Lakers. That would be Blake Smithers. Third down and 8 yards to go for Pelham Westphalia at the Laker 13-yard line.
Yeah, the fullback got that carry for Pelham. 42, Cameron Worth gets his first touch of the game, and not much happening there. Maybe 2 yards or so on second down. Going to bring up third and eight. It's pour down territory for this Pelham team. Lakers got two chances to try and stop them here, but an all-important third down and eight. Got to figure Pelham going to air it out here. They've already done it willingly in this game. Got to be ready for it again here.
Two wide to the right, one to the left, and he's rolling to his left to pass to the far corner of the end zone, and this one's overthrown as he had an open receiver right in that front corner of the end zone on the far sideline. Incomplete, and it sets up a fourth down and eight as Lakers defense, at least on the spot on that one.
Yeah, an aggressive play there. It was a deep comeback route to the sideline. You see the wide receiver and Legault in good coverage, but when he broke away from Legault, there was some separation, but the throw was timed to go right over the pylon, and no chance of making a catch there as it sails out of bounds, not able to get back to the football enough, overthrown just a bit. And how do you gotta love this? Pelham Westphalia setting up for the field goal, Clark.
As that intended wide receiver was for Brayden Plenty. And we have a timeout called on the field by Pelham Westphalia as they are setting up for the field goal with facing a fourth and eight from the Laker 13-yard line with 5:56 left in the first quarter.
Well, gotta love it here. Lakers all ready for it. Lakers defense comes up with a stop. If they can get this field goal to be missed or block it of any way, it's a huge win for the home team. Momentum shift. Their offense stalled on their first drive, and if they can stall out Pelham Westphalia, all is fair, and their offense can get another shot at this. But good news is for Lakers, Pelham had to burn a timeout on this, so I'm not sure if they're already thinking fake or if there was something that they didn't like, but they already had to burn a timeout to set up the field goal unit. Clearly, this was in the playbook. They obviously can do it, but not certain if they're going to try it again or if they call the play and they're going to see if they can complete the first down with their quarterback with the football in their hands, Jimmy Lehman.
And their offense is back on the field. Yeah. Lehman in the shotgun has a ring back to his left. That would be number 15, Bryce Thalen. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. 5:56 left in the first quarter, no score. Staying in the pocket, rolling to his left, still in trouble, throws this downfield, and is intercepted in the end zone by Adam Legault. And Lakers will get this at their own 20-yard line. Lakers defense stops Pelham Westphalia on fourth down with the interception from Adam Legault, and the Laker defense holds strong.
I don't know if Pelham Westphalia can make a field goal with this wind from that distance, but they dial up a pass play. Jimmy Lehman does exactly what we said he was going to do. He rolled out of the pocket. He bought himself some time, shows that he can move around. But when the pressure came, he just unloaded into his end zone, trusting his receivers so much that the pass was a little behind him. And Adam Legault in perfect coverage, stride for stride with the wide receiver. And when the pass was a little bit behind him, Adam Legault was able able to step right in front of it and pick it off and give Lakers offense back on the field at their own 20-yard line.
At their own 20, they start with 5:51 left in the first quarter. No score from Laker country. Lakers moving right to left. Crosser radio. Wisner in the pocket. Throws. It's complete to Preston Warren at the 28-yard line. Brought down right there by a number of white jerseys. Leading the charge, that would be number 15. Bryce Thalen, linebacker for Pulawas Philly. It is an 8-yard gain, second down and 2 from the 28.
Bryce Thalen has lined up all over the field on offense and defense for Pulawas Philly. We've seen him at running back. We've seen him at fullback. We've seen him at slot receiver. He's playing all different sorts of linebacker positions. We've seen him put his hand on the ground on the defensive line. But I love this play call. Put Taylor Cady in motion. Let Brennan Wisner a quick three-step drop and sling it to his receiver for a quick 8 yards.
Preston Warren gets the pitch to the right. He gets out from, on a second effort, gets the first down across the 30-yard line out to the 32. A 4-yard gain as the Lakers showing some drive here and momentum on their side.
Absolutely. Back to their double wing offense, a traditional running game. Preston Warren is on the left side behind the tight end, comes in motion behind the play, and a fake handoff to Kretschmer and a pitch to Warren, and he cuts it upfield just off the tackle. Wherever he sees an opening, he's going to hit it as quick as possible. And yes, it looked like he was stopped, but as you mentioned, Clark, that second effort, this kid's motivated like these Lakers teams are, and they fight for that extra yard and get a fresh set of downs.
Warren gets the pitch again, coming in motion to the right, and it's stripped, but they're going to say forward progress was already completed and the whistles had blown. It was a dead ball before it was stripped loose, and it's maybe a gain of a yard for Preston Warren. Second down, 9 to go from Lakers' own 32-yard line. No score. We played 8 minutes in this first quarter.
At Preston Warren, they dial up the same play that just happened on the play prior, and this time there's a wall of white defenders. Peyton Heckman, actually, the senior, was able to rip it out of his hands, but a good call by the officials. The play had clearly stopped. The pile had stopped moving, and no gain, maybe a loss of 1 on the play. Second long coming up for Lakers.
Wisner throws to his number, Jake Kretschmer, down the near sideline, and the screen pass. He gets out to about the 35-yard line. Tackled inbounds by number 6, Peyton Heckman, the linebacker, out for maybe 2 yards. Third down and 8 now from the 34-yard line.
That's a great way to beat a good pass rush or a blitz, is dial up a screen pass or some quick pass plays. And not only that, if they're completed, you get Brennan Wisner in a rhythm, feeling confident he can complete any pass and keep this Pulawas Philly pass rush away from you. I like the pass play. Kretschmer unable to break that shoestring tackle, but he's able to get some positive yards. Third down and 7 or so, and Blakers going to spread it out.
And it's a screen pass to Jay Kretschmer again, but Pulawas Philly is all over that one. Number 15 leading the charge, Bryce Thalen. And it's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the complete pass to Kretschmer. Fourth down and 10, and Lakers going to have punt this one away.
Brady Smith out there trying to block. But when you have one-on-one coverage, Brady Smith's able to block his guy. But the pass was so quick to the short side of the field, there wasn't a lot of room to operate. And when Jake Kretschmer caught the ball, his job is to make that guy miss. He was unable to do that. And Pulawas Philly comes up with a stop and going to force Lakers to punt.
A high booming kick from Brennan Wisner all the way inside the 20. It hits, it's muffed back at the 10-yard line. And he's in trouble right to the far sideline, and he's still on his feet, still moving. He's inside, past the 20, across the 25, and finally tackled out of bounds at the 24-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Tackle was made by Corey Minetti as he finally tracked him down. A nice return after a huge kick from Brennan Wisner.
When two teams are very even in a dead even game in the scoreboard, no team able to score yet, it's plays like that that are difference makers in these games. And Lakers special teams has been able to save them in the past. Defense has come up big, and they do it again here as a booming punt right over the head of 42 Cameron Wirth. Had no idea that Wisner could punt it away that far over his head. But he's able to corral it, do a nice job, and get down the sideline and get decent field position. But a long ways to go now for Pulawas Philly.
It's a keeper for Lehman as he's upended at the 25-yard line by number 12. Brennan Wisner went low. Lehman went high, and he was upended after only a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7, this time at the 26-yard line.
Speed option play for Pulawas Philly as the running back is running side by side with him. It's a read option, but off tackle this time. They come around the outside, nowhere to go, nobody to pitch it to, and Brennan Wisner comes in there quickly, and at the last second, Lehman tries to jump him, but gets his feet taken out from underneath him, and then Brady Smith's able to hit him in the air. So a big hit on defense for Lakers, a statement hit, bringing up second and 10.
And it's going to be a keeper again, this time right around the right end. He has room to run across the 30 to the 35, across the 40, and tackled out of bounds, and is tackled across the bench and into the pavement. That is not good. but it's a first down. It started at the 26-yard line, and he's